50 years ago, Douglas R. Gilbert was a young photographer at Look magazine who was assigned to do a story on a lesser-known 23-year-old folk musician named Bob Dylan. Gilbert followed Dylan to his concerts as well as to his home in New York, snapping images of Dylan with his sly grin and ruffled hair. But the story never ran, and the public didn't get to see the photos until 2005, when Gilbert turned them into an exhibition and later a book titled Forever Young. WMUK's Aaron Williams spoke with Gilbert about the photos, which are on view at the South Haven Center for the Arts. Her first question was, of course, why weren't the photos published?
I don't know, but it was, of course, the response was, I think, too driven by advertising. That there was a great reluctance to even look like they were offending an advertiser. They were really rather overly sensitive to that. What was curious is that a year later, they published a story on him, but not so curiously, they were photographs made of him in a studio where his hair was slicked back and he looked unlike the way he looked in my photographs.
How many days did you have with Bob Dylan?
I think altogether it was maybe a week. I spent time with him at his house and close friends. I really felt as if I'd been let into an inner circle. I told him I was not going to interfere with anything, but I was going to be close and observe. And he kind of thought that over and thought, well, okay, we'll give it a try. He never spoke to me about I was too close, I was taking too many photographs or anything. We really got along with it the whole time.
The photos were never published, but you took them for Look magazine. So how were you able, how did that work as far as the rights to the photos, like you being able to do the book and show them in this gallery, things like that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I didn't know for nearly 40 years what the status was. I found out in 2005 from a fellow Look photographer. I just happened to mention I had these negatives and I didn't know what to do if I had the rights or who owned the rights, and he looked at me and said, "You own the rights." And what I found out was that Look had called all the photographers in the New York area who they could reach at the close of the magazine, which is in early 72, and said, "You've got 3 days to come in. You can take all your negatives, all your color. It's all yours, and you own the rights."
So did you ever interact with Mr. Dylan again?
No. After the Los Angeles exhibition, the man who designs all of his record albums and all of that stuff came to the exhibit, and then he came to another exhibit of mine of a whole other subject out in Los Angeles, and we really got along well, and he was intrigued with all of the stuff. We have more or less off and on kept up. I learned a little bit later from him that Dylan was really intrigued with it. He said he didn't remember a lot of it, but he did remember a few, and he had a couple favorites.
So he did like them after all.
Pretty indirect.
Yeah, he liked them after all.
Yeah, I think he did.
That was photographer Douglas Gilbert talking to WMUK's Aaron Williams. Gilbert's Bob Dylan exhibit will be on display through September 9th at the South Haven Center for the Arts.